planet is heating up. People are restless. And the rich run everything. The revolution will not be televised, but it will be broadcast over the next hour live on Radio Chaser.
Oh, welcome to the show. Charles Firth is here. Andrew Hansen's here. My name is Dom Knight. Coming up, special chips that Charles is going to review for us. Special Christmas chips. That's going to be very exciting. The school captain scandal at Charles's kids' school. And you remember how Friday was Black Friday and there were lots of spam emails? Well, today, it's still going. It's called Cyber Monday. It's never going to end.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Oh,
what?
My God.
What's tomorrow? Sick of it Tuesday?
Yeah. Just to please cancel my entire email account Wednesday. Yeah, coming up.
But cricket over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Davey Warner.
And extending into today, I mean, isn't it a thrilling test? I mean, you know, are Australia going to win by an innings and 200 runs or an innings and 150 runs? We just don't know.
I can't believe we enforced a follow-on. I think Davey Warner was keen to go for the 400 in the second innings.
But I felt really sorry for the bowlers. Like, the Australian bowlers were clearly incredibly exhausted and there was like, nah, we're following on.
Oh, look, it's pretty crazy. But look, so much controversy. I just think if they'd batted again, Steve Smith might have actually gotten good again if they'd had a chance.
Yes.
What's happened to him? Steve.
Well, I think clearly he's got to be dropped. Yeah. I mean, he got, 34 in this test. He's 7 in the last test.
He's a joke. Get rid of him.
I'll tell you who's not a joke, though. David Warner.
He's done well, hasn't he?
Is he not a joke? He's serious, right?
335 not out. That is serious runs, even if it's against the 7th best team in the world.
Oh, come on. Pakistan isn't the 7th best team in the world. That's unfair slight against Afghanistan, Dom. Look, no, actually, Pakistan, I reckon Pakistan is actually a really good team, except for the batting and the bowling and the fielding. They are really good at cricket.
They're very good at being Pakistani.
Yeah. They're very good at doing the DRS. They're better than us at the DRS.
Well, that's true. Tim Payne is the biggest idiot. Like, someone should be reviewing his DRS calls before they get to go ahead.
It's a great idea. But, yeah, no, all eyes were on David Warner over the weekend.
The hero of the hour.
The hero of the hour. And we've actually put together a bit of package just to commemorate him. Dave Warner.
My confidence is always high.
It's rare that someone like you comes along.
David Warner! Triple 100!
We stand in awe of your ability to hit the ball with a bat, to then run to the other end and do that over and over and over again.
It gives you tingles.
It may sound simple and mindless and pointless, and it sort of is, but doing it 335 times is a record that surpasses even the Don.
You don't see that too often!
If only by a sandpaper's width. 335 not out.
Got absolute tingles there.
David Warner, you truly enter the history books as a f***ing cheat. David Warner.
How good is that?
Stroke player.
It does not get better than that.
Ball hitter.
It's one of those special days.
But above all, cheat.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Look, Andrew and Charles, I don't know if you like me, but my inbox has been absolutely overflowing with emails about Black Friday. Now, look, a lot of good deals are around. There are big savings ahead of Christmas shopping. I thought it was going to end at the end of Friday, but no, most people had their sale all through till today. And I find out that today is called Cyber Monday. So even though Black Friday, all the online businesses were still doing emails or whatever, today's a special extra day called Cyber Monday. I'm not making this up. So Click Frenzy, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Boxing Day sales. It's amazing. Is there a day when things aren't on sale anymore? It's like a rug warehouse out there.
Oh my goodness. Well, no wonder retail's going so badly. I mean, everybody's offering everything at half price every day of the year.
It does seem to be the case.
We should rethink.
I want to give a particular shout out to I think it's an Australian chain called Cotton On, right? I went and signed up to Cotton On. I went to Cotton On Kids, bought some onesies for my daughter. They do good stuff. I like their work, right?
Yeah, good Aussie business. Yeah,
signed up and the amount of emails, do you know how many emails they've sent me since Thursday, the middle of sort of Thursday, coming up to Black Friday Eve?
How many?
They have sent me 22 emails. Well, since Thursday.
Dom, I hope you've replied personally to each of them. That's just a common courtesy.
Like, I can't read them all out because we've only got, what, until 4 o'clock. But I'll give you some of the highlights. So the first one.
Them, yeah. Are they, tell us. Are they all the same or are
no,
they different?
No, they're all different. They're all different. Social media guys, it's coming up with this. The first one goes, stop what you're doing. Black Friday, 30% off. I mean, okay.
That's a good start. That's a good start.
That's good. That's good. Good. I like okay. that.
Then gifts sorted with Black Friday, 100% emoji twice. Black Friday binge, 30% off. OMG, I love it. The next one, 30% off everything, just in case I hadn't seen the last one.
Well, they're not that different so far.
No, I mean, then 30% off Marvel, Harry Potter and Star Wars.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's getting specific. I mean, this is kind of like a relationships building.
Yeah.
Then there's a happy girl in the next one with antlers. 30% off store wide. Then the next one, 26 days until Christmas, 30% off all gifts.
And is this all on the first day? Or?
So we've hit Black Friday now.
You're into Friday.
It's TGIBF. Thank God it's Black Friday. 30% off store wide. But the next one says, trust your gut, not your bank account. 30% off.
Is your quota destroyed by this time? I mean, this must be costing you a lot of money.
Okay, so then Saturday comes, right? You think Black Friday was over. Yeah. The email on Saturday morning says, skip the gym. BF just got better. 100%
what, it's still going. It's still going even on the Saturday.
On the Saturday. Yeah. Sparkle 30% better this Christmas.
They clearly don't know you. Skip the gym. Like, yeah, of course you're going to skip the gym.
I was already there, my friends. Then cancel your plans. Black Friday continues. It's not even Sunday yet, guys. Only 3 hours left. But then guess what? The next day, 30 to 50% off store wide. Oh, my gosh.
They're getting desperate. I mean, Dommy, this is kind of stalking behavior. I think Cotton On really just wants you bad.
Yeah, well, then it says that they start talking about pajamas. One of the ones today, ooh. Wait, what? All pajamas, half price.
They're getting racy.
Well, Dommy, I mean, you've got to give them something. I mean, come on, they're trying very hard.
Like, they are
you're
trying
so hard to get. No wonder they're obsessed with you.
22 emails. I tell you what, we've had Black Friday. We've had Cyber Monday. I'm going to go with Unsubscribe Tuesday. Triple M Radio
Chaser. Nathan Lyon just bowled a ball and didn't get somebody out. So something very unusual there in the
what's
Pakistani
going
team.
Wrong in Adelaide, Charles?
Yeah, the Pakistani team have actually scored a run without getting out.
Someone's on 60. Shan's on 64.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is crazy.
We're not going to have to bat again, are we?
No. Come on.
Surely.
Don't be an idiot.
Yeah, they trial by 181.
Okay, so you know how a couple of weeks ago I was talking about how my son wants to run for school captain?
Yeah, admirable.
Yeah, and I've been helping him out. We wrote a few attack ads to sort of knock off the competition.
The last time Jamie from 5C was in charge, the microphone at assembly didn't work properly and Mr. Carpenter had to step in to fix it. Jamie claims it wasn't his fault, but these documents prove it was his job to check whether the button was on. A vote for Jamie is a vote for more Jamie chaos and dysfunction.
Authorised by Hartley Firth for the friends of people who think Jamie smells, pass it on, no returns.
You could be the new Brian Loughnane, Liberal Party Canberra.
That's right, that's me. But, so it's all been going very well. The school banned those negative ads, though. Don't know why. But on Friday they had the vote.
Oh.
And a bit of a scandal happened, actually.
Oh, gosh, was it rigged? Did the Russians interfere?
Something a bit like that. Look, I can't say too much because I'm sure it'll become an official inquiry by the Electoral Commission in Australia. But
yes.
Two of the candidates in Hartley's year were caught handing out dollar coins to people in return for people's votes.
Hey, hang on, that's quite carefully worded. Two of the candidates.
Yeah.
That doesn't specify whether one of those candidates was H. Firth.
It wasn't Hartley. No, no.
All right.
Hartley told me who they were.
Was he giving $2 coins?
But I thought, no. No, we play above the belt, Dom, except the negative ads that we got banned. But no, look, we don't dob in our family. And and Hartley, to his credit, I reckon, didn't dob to the teachers. The teachers actually don't know that this happened.
Oh.
But there was a whole lot of money being handed out.
Well, I think they might know now.
Yeah, this was a bit of a mistake mentioning it on the radio. Yeah. Hello to Charles's school.
Yeah, anyway. What Hartley did, because we said, oh, that's terrible, Hartley. What did you do? And he said, well, I just told people to accept the money but still vote for me. So he was going around the school going, yeah, take that person's money but still just vote for me. Isn't that a genius way to solve the problem?
Oh, with economic management like that, he should be school captain.
Exactly. Well, actually, I think, you know, with sort of behaviour like that, I think he should actually be in federal parliament.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Now, look, Charles and Andrew, last week I got to appear on a very well-known radio program to plug my new book, The Australian Dictionary. It was Kennedy Malloy. They're great. Have you heard their show? It's amazing.
Yeah, they're really good.
It's on After Hours.
Wings of Bell.
Yeah, look, so that, very, very exciting. And it's out tomorrow. I couldn't be more stoked. But well, I got sent, because when you get a book published, they send you a bunch of copies for yourself to give to your friend. The Australian Dictionary.
Right, okay.
It's a dictionary of Australian. Anyway, available tomorrow from all good bookshops. But, so they sent me 12 books. I was very excited. I was going to get them to all my family for Christmas, you know, because I got them for free.
Hmm.
And it got nicked from out the front of my house. So either my book is in huge demand and a gang of criminals were just monitoring the house to grab it, or where I live is just full of thieves who grab any parcel.
Well, I think it might be the local ice addicts, Dom.
Yeah?
Yeah, just at a guess. I think it might be the local ice
addicts. Well, if you smoke my jokes, you'll get a wonderful natural high.
Yeah, is your book very addictive, Dommy? See, I mean, this sounds like a crate of gold. If this is a Dom Knight book, I mean, the street value of this package must be in the billions, I would have thought. These guys are going to be riding high. They'll be caught soon because I reckon one of them will be seen driving a Ferrari because he will have offloaded one of your books off the back of
price,
a van.
You know, at retail, $29.95. But the black market before release, I mean, that would have gone for thousands, wouldn't
that would have been 6 kilograms worth of books probably.
Yeah.
And so if that was pure cocaine, that's like $1.8 million worth of books.
If it was pure cocaine.
If it was pure cocaine.
Powerful analogy. Yeah. I mean, it's very good, this book. In fact, we've got a copy to give away. 133353. We do.
Well, along with
an item of much lesser value. We've got Pastor Taronga Zoo. But the main point is the book.
Look, you don't see people stealing double passes to Taronga Zoo off your doorstep, do you?
I think if I got posted them, they probably would. Apparently, there are lots of criminals where we live. 133353. But I want to know the weirdest thing you've had stolen, because this is bizarre. Mm. Like just a box of all the same book. Why would you want 12 copies of? I mean, it's good, but why would you want the same book 12 times?
Maybe he wants to read it 12 times, Dommy. You know,
I once had a break-in into my house and we had to get the police because it was all completely, they broke the back window and door and everything.
Mm.
But the only thing that they stole was like a tin of really nice hot chocolate drinking powder, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
What? They stole a tin of hot chocolate? Yeah,
and it was like, my wife and I had sort of gone, this is really nice hot chocolate. Let's get a special can of it. And they stole it.
So you were basically broken into by an old lady who just wanted a comforting cup of cocoa.
Our theory at the time was, well, that probably is the most valuable thing that we own.
Right, oh yeah, that thing. Right. Oh yeah.
Maybe they'd heard of that cocoa was a precursor of cocaine. Anyway, 133353, look, some prizes up for grabs. The double pass, the family pass, in fact, to Taronga Zoo, open every day of the year and with over 4,000 animals and more talks and shows than ever before. There are some experiences you'll only find at Taronga Zoo. Plus my book, The Australian Dictionary, 133353, or just nick it out the front of my house when the replacements turn up.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Talking about strange things you've had nicked. Someone nicked my books. Someone nicked Charles Firth's cocoa powder from his house, which is truly bizarre. I want to know what you've had stolen. 133353 is the number. Don't forget a Taronga Zoo family pass for the best call and one of my books in case people want to nick it, The Australian Dictionary. Sean in Camden, what was your weird thing that got nicked?
Okay, it's kind of similar to yours. I had a girlfriend in the past that ordered some lingerie and an adult toy online, and when it got delivered, I got nicked. So whoever got it kind of had a bit of a surprise.
Oh, wow, and a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me.
There you go. So what happens when you ring up and say, hey, someone's nicked my toys? Can you send me some new ones?
Yeah, I don't think we really went down that path. We kind of just thought, yeah, it sounds a bit too good to be true. You know, maybe they won't give us another one. So we just kind of left it at that.
All right, we'll go to Maddie in Orange. Maddie, what's your weird thing that's been stolen?
My VHS player. video player.
How recently?
Oh, only a couple of weeks ago.
Well, look, they're rare now. I mean, that's an antique. Like, you know, that's like stealing the crown jewels.
Ah, that's a real pity. Was there a tape in there? Like, had you been watching something with it recently?
There was a tape in it, but not for kids.
Oh, I see.
Well, there's very rude gifts being stolen today. Is it all the same thief?
What, was it the Film and Sound Archive? Because you've got the other VHS left in New South Wales.
Oh, well, it could have been.
All right, that's great, Maddie. Hope you can get another one. Justin in French's Forest, what got stolen?
My boys, I set up some footy posts out in the front lawn, and a couple of boys, maybe on a Friday or Saturday night, I can't recall now, they must have been having a bit of fun. They jumped up and snapped the crossbar, and they left the two uprights but took the crossbar. Only last weekend we put it back up, but this time it's 3 metres high, so they won't be snapping. I don't know what they're going to do with a crossbar without two posts. The boys weren't happy.
So does that make it harder to kick a conversion?
Well, they could probably... Well, yeah, unless they're playing Aussie rules, I guess.
Mm. There you go.
What would you do with it? I suppose you could...
I got no idea, mate. I think they might have been smoking some funny stuff on a Saturday night, and they weren't real high at first, so they've jumped up and probably thought it was a solid one.
They probably wanted to smoke it. It's legit, better wood.
Or put something in it and smoke it, I don't know.
Oh, yes, there's an idea. Yeah, when I look at a footy oval now, I'm just going to see these massive bombs. Let's go to Jenny in Thornlea. Jenny, what got nicked? Something weird?
We thought it was weird. Mum and Dad have been robbed a few times, but the first time they got robbed, they're north of Brisbane in Queensland, and they took all the usual stuff, like all the beautiful unicorn with the gold horn and all that sort of thing. It was really weird, and they're really upset. Anyway, they sat down for a cup of tea after the police came and went to get the milk, and there were like 5 litres of milk gone from the fridge, and because we always have so much milk because there are 5 of us kids and a million grandkids and great-grandkids. There was no milk, so they'd taken the milk from the fridge, so it must have been...
Oh, my...
I don't know.
Was it a cat burglar?
It was really... Well, like it was just weird, and, I mean, Mum was so devastated, but, you know, she couldn't even have a cup of coffee after...
To calm down, that's right.
Taking the bloody milk.
And that would have been like $10 worth of milk. Like,
because I've got 4 younger brothers, so there's always lots of milk in the fridge because they'll come home, like come to visit and like 14 milkshakes later.
Should buy a cow, Jenny, for the backyard. Hey, Charles, who do you think gets the Taronga Zoo family pass and my new book, The Strange Extreme? He's going to get it.
Just both... Pure weirdness. It's got to be Jenny.
Yeah, and the milk.
And I reckon it's the same burglars who burgled my hot chocolate mix.
They're going together. Congrats, Jenny. You're off to Taronga Zoo and we'll send my book as well.
Thank you. Beautiful work.
They have milk in the cafeteria. You'll love it.
This Christmas, a new animated TV series your kids will love.
Hello, my name is Merchie. My eyes are large and my heart is big, and I love you.
As long as you buy me!
Merchie the Christmas Toy, starring a focus group-driven universe of characters your kids will instantly want to buy.
Here are my friends, Bromo, Sponso, and my pet dinosaur, market-tested-osaurus.
A series with no plot, no character development, but a level of cross-promotion you've never seen before.
Hey, Bromo, let's go for a ride in my new pink Merchie-mobile.
Oh, it's awesome, Merchie. I want to buy one.
Good idea, Promo. It's also available in costly blue, expensive red, and pester power green. Check them out on YouTube.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa, can I have a Merchie-mobile?
I'll tell you what. If your parents love you, you'll get one in your stocking, along with a Merchie-copter, a Merchie-submarine, and a Merchie-moonbase.
Oh, goody. Now I just hope my parents love me.
Merchie the Christmas Toy, a show about love, friends, but most of all, collecting the whole set.
Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M.
Now, Chaz is away today.
Yes.
And usually he does Baby Got Snack.
Yeah, he goes to convenience stores and reviews the crappest thing they've just brought in.
But I have decided to take over his segment.
I like big snacks and I cannot lie. You other eaters deny. Now when a girl girl walks in with an itty bitty chip and a round wagon wheel. In your face, you get hungry. Baby got snack.
Now, the reason I've decided to take over this segment is because there is a product in this world that demands a review before Christmas time.
It does. Ooh, and if you're wondering why Charles is panting, it's because he forgot he was doing this, ran to his desk and ran back with the product. Charles, that's how dedicated you are to this segment. Chaz never did that.
Yeah, I just realised I'm very unfit.
Yeah, I mean, like your desk is literally 2 metres away. It was like 3.5 steps. And, so, then, and you can barely string a sentence out now.
So, look, just to be clear, Charles, I think you should eat a lot of these chips that you brought in.
Yeah. So the point is that have you ever thought, Dom, that there are not enough home brand Christmas-themed chip flavours in the world?
I'm not aware of any.
Well, it's what you think of at Christmas time, isn't it? Yeah, every Christmas movie, you know, Santa walks in, I have some home brand Christmas chips to make everybody feel festive.
Yes. Don't buy the name brands.
Yeah, that's right. So I think Coles has decided that it wants to muscle in on the chip flavour sort of market. And they've gone up market with these. These are $3 a pack for chips. Ooh. So they're called the Roast Collection. Mm. And they are very odd sounding chips. So the first one, so there's three types. The first one is beef and mustard.
Beef and mustard.
Beef and mustard. I mean, nothing says Christmas more than beef and mustard in the form of a chip.
But the whole thing is, so last week, Chaz came in and he had that oak milk.
Yes.
And it was like Chiquito-flavoured oak milk, and it was perfect. Like, food science now can replicate one thing in another thing. So, Dom, do you want to have a try of the beef and mustard and tell me, is that beef and mustard? Have the food scientists at Coles finally cracked That holy grail,
it's
beef
good.
And mustard.
I mean, given that it's from Coles, yeah, it's good.
You like
it's
it?
Good, huh?
Yeah.
Tastes like beef and mustard. Is it very Christmassy? Do you feel like Christmas is in your mouth?
Not in the slightest, but it tastes vaguely like beef and mustard.
It tastes vague. I think it tastes like burnt carpet. Dom, you're an idiot.
Yeah, beef and mustard tastes like burnt carpet. What are you talking about?
Oh, that is true, especially the way you cook it. Okay, next one, glazed ham. Glazed ham.
Now, it's a glazed ham.
Before you eat it, smell it.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's pretty glazed. Well, this is at least Christmassy. I can put this under the tree.
Pungent smell.
Okay.
It smells,
so not just ham.
It actually smells like glazed ham.
More than it tastes, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Is it a glazed ham, though, or just one of those packets of thinly sliced, suspiciously circular-shaped ham? Or is this real...
No, this is the real thing. This
is supposed to be a real
glazed
ham, but in the form of chips.
I think that I applaud the food scientists on that. That's definitely a thumbs up. The last
pretty packets,
one,
aren't they? Very brightly coloured packets.
They're very beautiful. The last one is turkey and gravy.
And gravy?
turkey and gravy. Mm.
Okay.
And
turkey's a big call to be put in a chip. I mean,
what do you reckon, Dom?
It's not bad, but the main point is $100 less than buying a turkey. I'm going to buy this for Christmas.
Well, the thing is, so this is, I reckon with the turkey and gravy, they've actually captured processed turkey. Like, it's like the slices that you buy in a packet.
Oh, that's my favourite kind of turkey.
And I think what the food scientists have done is they've captured the essence of airline food in chip form. It's exactly like what turkey and gravy would be at 30,000 feet.
I still think, though, Charles, if you ate a whole packet of that, you'd feel just as disappointed in yourself as you would if you ate a whole turkey.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Cat's pyjamas or... cat's piss.
Now, look, big news from the palace, Andrew and Charles. I know you're avid royal watchers. There were rumours going around earlier today that the Queen was no more. That's not true, apparently, but she is considering retiring in 18 months. She hits 95 and she's thinking of handing over to Prince Charles. Is that a sensible decision or is she wussing out of her responsibilities?
Retiring at 95? What is she, a millennial? Well, only they need to work till they're 95.
Josh Frydenberg's all for it, apparently. He's like, we should all work till 95.
Yes, it's probably Australian government policy. Actually, the Australian government, they're probably outraged. Be, no, she should work till she's 168. Grow the economy,
no,
Queen.
I think she should stay on because, like, nothing would give me greater pleasure than to troll Prince Charles so that he... he only gets to be king for about 5 seconds before dies at the age of 86 or something.
And look, we'll miss her if she goes. I mean, Prince Philip has retired now pretty much, and he doesn't make racist jokes at all anymore. I mean, he's on such good behaviour.
What would they do with the back of coins? What would be on the back of the coins if she retired?
Oh, yeah, just her lying down, relaxing.
Having a nap, chilling by the pool. All right, that's it for Radio Chase today. Check out the podcast if you miss us between now and 3 p.m. tomorrow when we are back on 104.9 Sydney's Triple M. See ya.